This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, keep an eye on these guys because they're about to crack some great medical breakthrough technology with their flagship product, Pro 140. We're talking no other than Cytodyn, Inc. Well, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. And with us today to bring us up to speed on his great company is Dr. Nader Pourhassan. Dr. Pourhassan, welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me.
You know, before we get started, you know, I was wanting to know if you would bring my listeners up to date on some new board changes, some new board directors, and also you have a technology officer before we get started. So if you could maybe bring us up to speed on that.
Yes, we do have a medical doctor, Dr. Scott Kelly, with a lot of connection to companies for partnering and licensing agreement for us. And he is our new chairman of the board, Dr. Scott Kelly. We do have a new board member, Dr. David Welch. He's also known to sold his previous companies for billions of dollars. So he's very much a big help for us to go forward with partnering and licensing. We are surrounding ourselves with those kind of professionals who have a lot of experience in what we need at this point. We also brought back Dr. Nitya Ray. He's our Chief Technology Officer for Manufacturing. He's the person who manufactured Pro 140 Liron Limap from day one at Progenix.
Right now, you guys are in pre-revenues. That being said, what is your vision for Cytodyn in 2019?
We have a very strong vision for 2019, and we are very pleased to see authors from Seeking Alpha who are not related to us picking Cytodyn as the best stock of 2019 among all the stocks that are out there. People are realizing, he explained in his writing that the future of Cytodyn in cancer and HIV is really strong and the stock is totally undervalued. What we have done with HIV is we said we would change the HIV paradigm by bringing a self-injectable antibody once a week that patients that took this product in the clinic are expressing that they love to have this. When are you going to get approved? But in the world of cancer, if you're able to change cancer from a killing disease to a chronic, this would be major worldwide accomplishments. And with Dr. Richard Pastel, world-renowned as our chief medical officer and recently vice chairman of the board, we are getting very close to announce hopefully some data that would we believe would change cancer forever. So the vision for 2019 for Cytodyn is finish your biologic license application for your first approval that gets the product approved to be in a commercial setting in 2020 with over $450 million worth of revenue potential. And then let's change cancer paradigm. Let's give patients something that can really give them a hope to beat cancer. And Pro 140 seems like could be that.
Well, how large is the cancer market and the HIV market? And how much can you guys take a hold of that different market share, if you will?
If our product has the data, and when I say if, Dr. Richard Pastel has shown that if to be a reality for CCR5 antagonist product in human trial and in preclinical. In preclinical, we show that this is Pro 140 Liron Limap has great application. And now that we're having data from human data, it's in triple negative breast cancer. These are people in an unmet medical need. They will die within 9 to 13 months. If we show that the product worked, that means we stop the metastasis. There's three effects. Stops the metastasis. Anti-tumor activity will be turned on by this product. And it has synergical effect with chemotherapy. Who wouldn't like to take 10% of the chemo instead of all this chemo that people are taking? If we show those data, then that means the mechanism of action working for any cancer that has CCR5 And 50% of the breast cancers metastasized have CCR5. So this would be the next Humira, most likely, if we show that we stop the metastasis. Breast cancer, brain cancer, bone cancer, you name it, and this product will be able to help. And the market will be in trillions, not billions, in trillions. So we're talking about a stock that's so undervalued that it's sitting at 50 cents, and this is a trend with all the biotechs. They trade below the dollar, and then they see the inflection point. Gilead had that to them in 1992 to 1997. And we believe this year we are close to those inflection points. Not one point, but many points.
My guest today is Dr. Nader Porson. He is the president, CEO, and director of Cytodyne, Inc. You can go to their website, cytodyne.com, to find out more about their company. Also, you can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY. Dr. Nader, you know it takes a lot of money to take a drug to commercialize. How are you guys going to fund that?
We have been blessed by a tremendous investment banking helping us for the last 5-6 years, and we raised $120 million through them. I also raised money by myself for over $60 million. That resume says to people, in the last 5 years, we never failed the company. I don't know how could anybody fail when they have a phase 3 primary endpoint crushed, and the result of the study was better than Pfizer's result. And we have monotherapy that could change the HIV paradigm, and we have cancer potential coming up. I mean, with those raising money for us, I believe our resume shows would be very easily done. We only need 10 or 15% more of what we raised in the last 5 years to get to the finish line, about $25, $30 million. If we shut down the rest of the activities and just focus on our first approval, and I believe that everybody can see very clearly, funding will never be a problem with the strength that we have in fundraising.
Fast track. Are we going to fast track this product?
This will be fast. That we already have fast track designation with accelerated approval. And I just want to say one more thing about fundraising. Non-dilutive, fundraising is around the corner. People in Europe are asking for Pro-140, leronlimab, to use it in the trials, and we have sent that product to them. They want to collaborate with us. They want to use Pro-140 as a staining mechanism to show that the cancer has CCR5 or not. There are talk about our prognostic test being licensed. There are talk about licensing for the HIV and cancer with small and bigger pharma. So I believe in regards to fundraising, which is in the minds of everybody, we are in great, great shape.
What would you like my listeners to take away from this interview today?
Please remember the CYDY ticker, cytodyne.com, because this year when everybody sees what that we always we said what we're going to do and we accomplished that. And the last 5 years we said we'll take Pro-140 leronlimab from the shelf and make it an HIV paradigm changer. We have done that. Now we're saying in 2019, we're going to do amazing thing in the world of cancer, and our stock is close to inflection points, and I hope nobody misses this opportunity.
As for my listeners, if you're looking to get on the ground floor of a great biotech company, look no further than Cytodyne, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYDY, trading around 48 to 50 cents a share. Dr. Nader, I appreciate you coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. I wish you nothing but continued success. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on.
Be happy to do so, and thank you for having me.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.